So instead of the Michael Mann examination, we'll be addressing this May 27th thrust to push as propaganda so-called inclusive capitalism on us. Whenever we're bombarded from many angles like this, and trust, all you have to do is Google May 27th and inclusive capitalism. Throw in Robert Reich, because he was included. I heard what got me on this was hearing on NPR, a BBC news piece, a little news segment on it. And so I Googled BBC and inclusive, and I could not find that original news segment anywhere, because it had this woman saying, I thought, some interesting things about the propaganda angle they're taking. Anyway, I was with only half of my ear, with only one side of my brain listening, with only one ear. Oh my goodness, I'm tired. Difficult night last night. I mean, you can't talk about this stuff because then they'll just use it against you, right? The notion of being hounded and harassed. And I know and trust my body, but nobody else is in my body. So I know they've got some kind of weaponry using radio signals, and that the folks who are harassing me, they're just getting paid. They don't know that they're contributing to my best case scenario damage to my health. I'm not sure it would make a difference if they did, tell you the truth. And getting that paycheck, as we've known forever since class has been, is an awful persuasive motive. Christine Lagarde talks about that. We're gonna have to find the right motivation to get some of these CEOs to change their behavior. Yeah, right. That's for our consumption. Anyway, I'll be adding some commentary to her piece at some point, but it's another one of those things. It's so false and phony, you don't know how much time to devote to it, given, as we'll see today, the abysmal level of our understanding of how this system works that's out there. I mean, we're going to be talking about something I heard on a progressive so-called station. But not to jump too far ahead, I heard this woman say, what was it that caught my attention? Something like, if instead of telling CEOs they should produce a result in several weeks, we should tell them several months or something like that. In any case, what we have to look at, as Wallerstein does, is the structure following that money, considering the weight of it. How realistic, as in not at all, is it that they can simply say to folks, you need to work on your ethical behavior? So I heard this woman say stuff like this, and then I thought, oh my goodness, I better follow up. And it was really hard because I couldn't find it anywhere, and it was just a random kind of, I put in the right keywords in a Google search, and she came up, you know, the director of the International Monetary Fund. But not her alone. It was Robert Reich. It was this BBC piece. It was articles. Robert Reich was a big player in pushing this, I think. That's what it sort of led me to want to make sure that we know that this is underway, so that we don't start getting all excited, as I'm sure some people did when they first fell upon the Zeitgeist movement, or whatever it's called, Venus Project, and thought, oh my goodness, look at this. No, no, no. It's too... anyway, when we do our analysis, we realize it is obvious that they have to figure out some way to salvage this thing called the market. Otherwise, there they stand right in front of our eyes, and they don't want that. Remember, their goal is just to get past this current awakened generation. This has always been their goal, but it's more pressing now because we have these tools. It's presenting them with some significant challenges. To get past this current awakened generation and burden sufficient youth of privilege, because they're the ones with the tools and the resources and the skills set, potentially, because they need to regenerate themselves. They're, you know, this core of philosopher king, global statesman, as we mentioned last week with the reference to the ancient Chinese fable that, hey, somebody ask Mr. Kissinger for me, okay? I'm sure we have some right folks listening. Just ask him for us. And I'm curious. Did you start salivating when you read those words from Chairman Mao? Or did you just start making some appreciative... I'm sorry. You know, I get tired and start losing my script. I guess that's why they do it. Well, I mean, that's one of the ways. That's one of the reasons why they do it. I think they just want to rid the planet of my presence is the truth. So they have a mission, these folks, and they want to burden youth with it. Plato's best state, a perfect global order in which all know their place, and as Bentham advised, are happy. Brothers and sisters, the future is calling. The so-called rulers hear it too. But for them, it's a death knell, not for their physical existence, but for their system, their rank, their privilege. So they're mobilizing as never before, moving double pace to try to dissuade us from it, our future freedom. Our future is a mighty steed. Let's leap on it. And thank you, Sister Maya Angelou. Bright light, shining star, don't go too far. Stay with us a bit and help us realize it. In her speech, Christine Lagarde quotes what she says is a Belgian saying. La confiance part à cheval et revient à pied. Confidence leaves on a horse and comes back on foot. Let's modify it and say confidence without vision comes back empty-handed. Because these rulers are confident. Trust. I only wish they had come back on foot. Save us a few centuries of misery. Our hands, we the peoples, are full when we join them together. So I put up a page with that phrase, with that title, to hold the Christine Lagarde speech, and I'll be adding some comments bit by bit. But as I ponder it, as well as the voices from scholarship, I must confess, it's hard to get past the continuing problem that we don't have agreed upon definitions for the words we need for our discussions of our future freedom.